This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States has placed visa restrictions on 50 immediate family members of Nicaraguan officials who've been involved in or benefited from President Daniel Ortega's growing repression. The U.S. State Department said Friday the officials include lawmakers, prosecutors, and judges. Over the past 2 months, Ortega's government has arrested nearly three dozen opposition figures, including seven potential challengers for the presidency. Nicaragua is scheduled to hold national elections November 7th. Ortega is seeking a fourth consecutive term. This week, the government placed an opposition vice presidential candidate under house arrest. Taliban fighters appear to be expanding their control of parts of Afghanistan. They claim to have seized control of a province and also took credit for the assassination of a key Afghan government official. A Taliban spokesman on Friday announced on social media the Taliban had defeated government forces in Afghanistan's southwestern Nimruz province and taken control of the capital, Zaranj. Pro-Taliban social media accounts showed pictures and videos of militants in front of government buildings. Some reports by local journalists suggested the city fell without a fight, though Afghan government officials said that was not true. The deputy provincial governor told VOA that forces from the National Directorate of Security fought the Taliban for an hour before the Taliban took control. He said Afghan security forces have scattered and at least three of the five districts in Nimruz are under Taliban control. In a second blow to the Afghan government, Taliban officials Friday claimed responsibility for the assassination of the head of the government's Media and Information Center. This is VOA News.